We turn now to Naknek, where some residents are saying they're not immediately impressed by Trident Seafood's new fish meal plant. The multi-million dollar facility, built to settle alleged violations of the Clean Water Act, may be the future for salmon processing in Bristol Bay, but when it began operating for the first time during the recent Togiak herring season, the smell was stronger than expected. Some residents say they're hoping something changes before the salmon season. KDLG's summer fisheries reporter Molly Dishner has more.
There were days where the plant was in operation where I could actually smell it inside my house as well, and that was not very pleasant.
That was Bill Hill, one of the Naknek residents who could smell the new fish meal plant when it was processing herring this spring. He's also the superintendent of the school and said it could be smelled there, too. Borough Assembly member Russell Phelps said he fielded complaints from several residents in the area who could smell the plant. He called Trident and says he was told that the plant wasn't completely finished when it started operating this spring.
The building wasn't 100% complete, so I know that there was some internal issues that caused the plant to not operate the way it was supposed to operate.
Phelps says once some work at the new plant is done, there should be less of an odor. Hill says he hopes the plant will be tweaked to reduce the smell, but he's still supportive of it.
I think anything that extends our fishing seasons should be welcome. I'm a big proponent of industry in our area.
Hill says he's also glad to see processors using a larger portion of the fish.
We just chop up tons and tons of protein and throw it into the water. That's what we do now. And finding a way to use that product, I think, is probably environmentally conscious and also a good use of something that's very valuable.
Phelps says other processors have mentioned that they may want to build their own plants, but the borough may look at putting more requirements on them in the future.
I think it's all going to play out here in the next 10 years, and I could say that there's a possibility that there's going to be more meal plants than just one.
In the meantime, he hopes the town will smell a little better this summer once work at the plant is finished.
I think it is going to end up smelling somewhat, but I don't think it's going to smell as bad as it did during herring season.
In Naknek, I'm Molly Dishner.
And Molly Dishner has been hired as our fisheries reporter for the summer and will work for us through August, covering many of the interesting stories out there in Bristol Bay. And she joins me now from somewhere on a recent assignment. Hi, Molly, and where are you at this morning?
We're in a boatyard in Naknek, looking at the Jenny O'Don right now.
All right, so what's the activity preseason here on the east side of Bristol Bay? It always spins up a little bit faster over there.
People are starting to get into town and get some work done on their boats. I think there's more happening with businesses in the town itself than the fishermen so far. I just talked to one guy who said he thinks a lot more people start showing up next week, around the first, second of June.
Okay. And where are we sending you off to this weekend, and what stories are you bringing back?
This afternoon I'm headed to Igiagig to do a story on their smolt counting project. So the researchers there are looking at how many smolts are leaving the lake and the river and headed back into the bay.
Well, it sounds like an interesting assignment for you, and we're glad that you're out there and bringing those back to us next week. We look forward to hearing more from you as we get our Bristol Bay Fisheries Report underway starting Monday night.
Sounds good.